And this month, if you remember, we'll be talking about the act of God. The act of God, it means the demonstration of God. It's not just word, but the act of God. So in the last few weeks, God has taught us so many things. We've had the power of God. We've seen the glory of God. We've seen what God could do. But today we want to talk about something we call the voice of faith. How does people of faith speaks? What is their word? What would make you to know this person is a child of faith? How will you be able to demonstrate that this my daughter, this my son, this person I'm talking to is a child of faith? And this is how we will know. Because your word will not be a word of ordinary man. Your word will be a word of a man, a woman that believes. And so if in the past your word has not been as I will read today, as we demonstrate today, I want to tell you, today you will start doing something. If you don't have your pen, get your pen. If you want to write on your phone, write on your phone. Because some of this word that you will take home, it will revolutionize your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Now go to the Bible, Genesis chapter 22:7-8. Can we do it in a way we have not done it before? Don't project IT. Leave it out. Don't project anything. Genesis 22:7-8. Bring out your Bible. How many of us have our Bible? If you have your Bible, show me your Bible. Amen. No, don't show me phone. Show me your Bible. Your phone has so many things. There are so many apps in it that may not be Bible. So if you have your Bible, show me your Bible. Amen. If you don't have your Grace, you, I need your Bible. Specifically, I will be looking for your Bible next week. Okay? I need you to come. So if you have your Bible, open to the book of Genesis chapter 22. Amen. Genesis 22:7-8. Genesis 22:7-8. We are going to read from the Bible. I'm reading from NKJV. And it says in this place, Genesis chapter 22:7-8. My Bible says, but Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. Then he said, look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Amen. Amen. When you see a man of faith, you will know by their voice. You will know a man that is full of faith by the way he speaks about situation. Earlier, when we are in the workers' meeting, Minister Sam was telling us about the way you speak. You speak into certain things. You prophesy. You know, when you see a man that is full of faith, it's not a man that puts his hand on his head and say, my own is finished. It's not a man that will be crying, what will happen now? I'm done. I'm dead. You can see a man of faith is acclaiming negativity. You will see people who are truly traumatized and have challenges, but yet they have faith. In this place, I can't go back to all the scripture, but if you look at this starting point from Genesis 22:1, you know, God said to Abraham, I said, go and sacrifice your only son. We've talked about this. But the irony of this was that it was a 3 days journey. Can you imagine? They say, you go and commit suicide, but it will take you 3 days before you commit that suicide. And you know that this is not what you want to do. And somebody said to you, go and commit suicide or commit murder. And it takes you 3 days. And yet, when the son comes to him, say, Father Abraham, I've seen you several times making sacrifices. I've seen you that when you need to make sacrifices to God, you have your lamp, you have the wood, you have the fire, you have the cutlass, you have everything. But this time around, we have all the elements. But where is the lamp for sacrifice? But the Bible said, he perceived in his heart that even if God killed this child or this child died, he's able to resurrect him. And so, what was his word? His word was, my God, the Lord is able to make a way where there is no way. That is my own assumption of it. He said, my son, God will provide for himself. Look at that word. I don't know. Sometimes when the enemy throws the floods of life to you and it seems overwhelming, it seems to you, you are drowning in the waters of life. Your word shouldn't be, God, are you still there? Are you God truly? Is it true that you are God? When this happened to me, where were you when this happened? But the Bible said, it said, God will provide for himself. And so what God is saying to you, when you said you are a son of faith, you are a daughter of faith, you are a child of the living God, let it be heard, let it be heard from your word. When you are in your place of work and they say, do you know this weather is so terrible? I hate this weather. You know, if you are the type that say, oh, it's a really bad weather today, you are not a woman or a man of faith. You are very negative in your thinking. The Bible says everything that God's made, they are perfect. They are good. A woman of faith will not speak negative of others and say, look at her head and his hair and his hand. You know, they speak blessing. They speak hope. They speak joy into every situation. But there's something I will quickly want to go through in this place. It's not only just what happened to this woman, to Abraham. If you see in the Bible, there's so many people that demonstrated the power of positive mindset in the work and the power of God. The first person that we want to look at is when a woman or a man is a man of faith or a woman of faith. It said, voice of faith prophesy into existence the unseen power of God. Voices of faith prophesy into existence the unseen power of God. In this place that we read, verse 7 and 8 of the book of Genesis chapter 22, God has never in the history of mankind assert Genesis 22 verse 7 to bring a substitution for a human life. It has never happened. But by faith, Abraham prophesied that the Lord will provide a substitute. He was the creator of what will happen through Jesus Christ. It said in his word, my God himself will provide a lamb for himself. No wonder in the book of Romans, you will clearly see that when God, in the book of John chapter 1 verse 29, the Bible says, the next day John saw Jesus Christ coming toward him and said, look, the lamb of God who takes away the sin of the mankind. What Abraham did in the book of Genesis 22 was to say what will happen to Jesus Christ. He prophesied. It has never happened before, but he said clearly, you know what will happen? God will make a lamb for himself. Who brought Jesus Christ? God himself. It wasn't mankind. Not that somebody was crying and saying, God, give us Jesus Christ. No. God looked and said, now it is enough. I need to redeem mankind. Bible says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. So what happened is, when you are a man and a woman of faith, when you make a voice, your voice of faith can bring into existence what God has not even manifested. When a woman is barren and she's saying, I'm a woman of three children. My first child will be called this. This is the name of my second child. My third child will be called this. No, that woman is not just talking of natural. It's talking about the supernatural. It's bringing to reality what God will bring to life. You may not see it. They just speak because it is natural. Whatever you speak that is natural can only stay natural. But when you go into the supernatural, you're saying things that natural man cannot comprehend. As a matter of fact, like Isaac might be thinking, maybe my dad is having some mental health problem. But because he can't challenge his father, he just obediently believes what he says. But I can tell you, sometimes people might wonder, why would you say this will happen to you? Why can you say, oh, I am blessed, I'm multiplied, I have more than enough, God has blessed me, when you don't even have money? As a matter of fact, your credit rating is minus. But you know one thing, what you see is temporal, but what we do not see is eternal. what supernatural things that eyes have not seen, it only comes from God. And so when people are asking you, oh, have you gotten it? And say, yes, I believe that this time next year, this is happening to me. You know, when you cannot see it, but prophesy it. This time next year, I know things will happen. Though people might say, are you still feeling the pain? I know you might feel there, but I know I'm healed. Because it's what say, by his stripe, I am healed. You claim it. It's not what it, when it happens. When it is happened, it's no longer faith, it's testimony. Faith says things even when they are not necessary. It prophesies the future. One of the things you also see for a voice of faith, they speak the word of encouragement and does the unthinkable. Amen. They speak the word of encouragement and do the unthinkable. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse don't project for us. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20 to 30. Jehoshaphat did the unthinkable and prophesied. I'll quickly read. If you have your Bible, it's a very lengthy scripture, but I wanted to know it because some of us don't even know where 2 Chronicles is. Where is it? New Testament? Old Testament? Oh, good. God bless you. Open if you have one. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. To 30. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophet, and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of his holiness. As they went out before the for the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Now, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked, behold, the multitude, and there were their dead bodies falling on the head. No one had escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take their straw, they found among them an abundance of valuable on the dead bodies and precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. What verse am I now? 26. Thank you for those who are following. And on the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Beraka, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of that place was called the Valley of Beraka until this day. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, with Jehoshaphat in front of them, to go back to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. So they came to Jerusalem with string instruments and harps and trumpets to the house of the Lord, and the fear of God was of all the kingdom of the kingdoms of those countries when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. Then the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest all around. Amen. Now look at this place that we read. What happened in this place? What happened in this place? Listen, Jehoshaphat was encompassed with the armies that are greater than him by all standard. For a man, a king to be fearful, he knew from a natural occurrences that he cannot fight these people. He has no power to withstand them. Listen, but what happened? Shh, please, can we be a quiet? See, and he instead of him being fearful, what did he do? One thing he said clearly. He said, believe the Lord your God, so you will be established. Believe is prophet, so you will prosper. When you see a man, you know, it was a time of battle. None of us have ever been in the front war here, war front here before. Has anyone ever been in the war front? You've been in a real battle. And you see the time that when you want to go to battle, you now say, oh, the instrumentalist, can you come and be singing? It doesn't make sense, does it? It doesn't make sense for you to be singing when you're in the battle of war. You don't sing. All you want to do, maybe you pray, but you don't ask the instrumentalist to come around and say, be singing. No, that is not what happened in natural man. But this man was supernatural. He said, bring the instrumentalist. Let's play the music. The Bible says, as they sing unto the Lord, praise the Lord, for his mercies endures forever. The Bible said the enemy, they confronted themselves and start fighting. When you hear a man, even in the midst of the crisis and problem, they still remember to praise God. One thing I learned from my wife, and I will never take that from her, my wife will sing anytime, any day, anywhere. She knows, especially when she feels she's unhappy. The best thing is that she starts singing or playing some music from her phone. And that is something that is not natural. When you are in crisis, you tune back to the heavenlies. There is no way you will start talking to God in praises and worship, and God will not stand. The Bible says, arise, O God, and let your enemy be defeated, not be scattered. When would God arise? The Bible says, when the praises go up, what happened? The Lord stand up on his feet. And when God stand up, who is that enemy that can stand before God? No wonder what happened here was that when the enemy thinks he already encamped Jehoshaphat and the kingdom of Judah, the Bible said immediately God sent an ambush against the enemy. A woman, a man of faith, when he's in crisis, who speaks the word of encouragement and would do the unthinkable. You do the unthinkable. You know, sometimes people will ask you, oh, you are not going to get this thing done. You know what? I will surprise you with my attitude. Maybe they've come to you, you know, the believer had come. The believer said, you know what? Tomorrow we are going to take your TV. What do you have? You have car. We take your car. We do this thing. And then you come to church the next day and say, pay offering and tithe. Say, let me pay my tithe first. It's unthinkable. How can you pay tithe when the believer is saying they're taking your stuff? Because he does not look at the things of nature. Because what you can see, it can only limit you. But what you cannot see in the spiritual realm expands you. And so that's what God is saying to you. You don't look at things natural. A woman, a man of faith, who speaks the word of encouragement and does the unthinkable. What happened? Number three, voice of faith does not fear even in the midst of life challenges. One thing the Bible made it clear, fear is not of God. Fear is of the devil. Anytime you are afraid, it's not God that put the fear there. The Bible said in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 15. Romans chapter 8 verse 15. Say, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Anytime you cannot sleep and you are afraid, know that there is a devil in that house, or in that room, or in your heart at that time. It's not of God. In the midst of crisis, you see people rejoicing. Why? Because they are not looking at what man can see. They are looking at what only God could see. And that's why when you are in crisis, you still begin to rejoice. Fear is a terror. Do not fear. Rather, believe God for the impossible. Naturally, I believe the devil will bring things that it surpasses your imagination. There's something the word of God gave to me. That is my motto, and I've shared with you from January this year. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6 is the motto for us this year. And it said, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God is he that goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. That was the word I had for January 1st, you know, this year. Can you imagine, you know, somebody said something. Our father in the Lord, Pastor E. Adeboye, he was in the hairline one time. He was going, I'm not sure exactly where he was, but they're in the air. And the plane begins to shake and things like that. And that man said, oh, Baba Adeboye is here. As long as this man is here, I'm sure this plane will get to the destination. Because he trusted that this man carries the anointing of God. Therefore, God will see it through. But there is somebody greater than our Father in the Lord. God Almighty. He said in his word, be strong and of good courage. Do not be fear, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, it is he that goes with you. He will not leave you, nor forsake you. Can you imagine when your husband, your wife, you are very, very probably naughty one day, or say, you know what, I'm tired of this, you can go. He's not God. God does not leave. When he loves you. It's not the kind of love we practice here. He say, I love you because you are beautiful, your pancake and everything is fine. The day you don't have all this stuff, you know what, I don't like you. No, God does not look at that. God loves you unconditionally for who you are. And that's what the Bible says here. Fear is only from the devil. Number 14, people who have the voice of faith. You know what? They say yes. Even when all the visible aspect is saying no. When everybody around them, they're saying no, they always say yes. There's a story I love in the book of Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 to 28. I'll quickly read that. Open your Bible if you have. Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 to 28. It was a story about Jesus Christ. And see, somebody speaking the word of faith. When Jesus went out from there, then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from the region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. And the disciple came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of house of Israel. Then she came and loved that woman and worshipped and saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not good that to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she said, yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crunches which fall from the master's table. Look at the response of Jesus. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. When the situation say no, you will say yes. By every standard, that woman shouldn't be healed. That woman's daughter shouldn't be healed. She should be demon possessed for the rest of her life. And Jesus himself said, he said, you know what? It's not meant for you. But the woman will not take no for answer. No way. No matter what. So much that Jesus changed his mind. He changed his voice. He changed his character. Simply because somebody dare him by faith. The voice of faith will always speak yes. Even when situation around you says no. I don't know, maybe you're here. The home office is saying to you, no and no. I can tell you, when you believe God, it will be yes and yes and yes. Nothing is impossible with God. If Jesus could change his mind because of an act of faith, by the voice of faith, who is that thing and what is that thing that will not change when you believe God? Nothing. And that's what the woman said. The voice will not listen to no, will not take no for an answer, no matter how glaring and how feasible, no matter what people say, whatever the science say, no matter the medical condition, when you believe God, you say yes, even when they say no. And this was not the only woman that says that. There was a woman in the book of 2 Samuel that was talking about 1 Samuel chapter 9, chapter 1, no, chapter what chapter is that? 1 Samuel. I can't remember that year now. This was a Shunammite woman. The Shunammite woman came to Elisha. And it was said to her, the husband said, why will you go and meet the man of God? It's not the Sabbath day. It's not everything. And he said, it is well with me. And don't forget, this Tsunamite woman had just lost a very lovely boy, the only child of her life. The child that she prayed for many years she couldn't have, and the man of God came and spoke the word of faith into her life, and she had the child, and something happened that took the child away. You know, look at that woman. Gehazi, man of God, I perceive he must be living on a mountaintop. And he saw the woman coming with a horse, with something in her hand. And he said to Gehazi, go and ask the woman, is it well with her? She said, you know what? It is well. Carrying a dead child in her hand, running towards a man of God. And was saying, is it well with you? She said, it is well. Is it well with your son? It is well. Is it well with your husband? I said, don't go to the man of God. It is well. And that is where you see the voice of faith, not voice of man. When you see somebody who truly believes God for whoever he is, and she ran to the man of God, and she was saying, it is well. When there is dryness, it is well. When there is no rain, it is well. They said you have been sacked, it is well. They said this is not working, it is well. And when you speak positivity into situation, they had no choice but to believe and for them to hear the word of God and to do according to the word of God. The last thing I want to say with you, share with you before we pray, the voice of faith starts within, but speak louder in the ear of God. Hello? The voice of faith speaks within, but speaks louder in the voice of God. Sometimes you may not even need to respond the way the people expect, but inside you, there grows the mountain of faith. You know, if you had read the story, you would understand. There was a woman that we all know that said, the woman with issues of blood, the Bible said, she said in her heart. She didn't say it out for any man to hear. She didn't say it out for any woman to hear. The Bible said, the woman in her heart said, if only I could touch the hem of his garment. Do you get that? If only, that's in the book of Matthew chapter 9 verse 18 to 22. And suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. You can touch God by your thinking. Faith may not necessarily be what you say, but inside you, you can faith, you know, I will do something. Do you know what? When you walk in act of faith, God hears louder than even people who speak negativity. Immediately verse 22 says, but Jesus turned around and when he saw and said, be of good cheer, daughter, your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well that hour. Did Jesus pray for her before she got ill? No. But her faith, she didn't say it out, but from within her came a mountain of faith. If only I would touch, says in her heart. And we also know in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 9 to 20, I can't read because of our time. The Bible talks about Anna. The Bible says Anna was praying with agony, but no one hears her voice. But the Bible made it clear when Eli said to her, may your prayer be answered. Go and rejoice. You know, she just changed. She have a bath, have a good food, dress up, and went back home rejoicing. But inside her was the stems of faith that brought about the fruit of glory. So if you are here today, maybe you're wondering, there's so many things. This is the month of faith. We're trusting God to change the impossible, to make a way where there is no way. Whatever we want in life is rooted in the word of God. God has said it. I want you to just rise on your feet and pray. You know, the few minutes that we have, I want to believe God, that God would do the impossible. You know, are you here? You are thinking maybe things will not work. I tell you, you have a God that nothing is impossible.
impossible for him. My God is a specialist in doing the impossible. My God is looking for whom he will show himself great on their behalf. The Bible says heaven and the earth will pass away. A dot of his word will not go unfulfilled if you believe the word of God. And therefore, nothing shall be impossible for you. By faith, you can move the mountain. By faith, you can do the impossible. By faith, you can reach the heaven and for God to bring out the mighty thing. If you believe, I want you to go to God and trust God and ask God for something. I may not be able to know what is in your mind. I may not know your name, but I'm telling you, my God is here in this place because he said in his word, where two or three gather, he will be there in their midst. My God is here. Begin to ask God anything, no matter how big, no matter how small, no matter how mighty, my God is able to do. My God is mighty. My God is awesome. My God can do all things. My Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, there's nothing my God cannot do. I trust the Holy Spirit that you will begin to do the impossible. I don't know, maybe you have the sickness in this place. Like the woman, that woman of having the issues of blood for 12 years. Bible says she came inside her and touched the hem of the garment. I tell you, the garment of God is in this place. If you can reach out and touch God by faith, and your sickness, no matter what the doctor says, no matter how long it's been in your body, no matter the stage or the level it is, I'm telling you, my God, it says in his word, by his stripes you are healed. Therefore, no sickness or disease of Egyptian shall dwell in your body, because you carry the mark of Christ. Because inside you is the power of the Most High God. He's able to do all things. Maybe you are here, you are carrying the burden of life, the psychological power that is weighing you down. I tell you, no depression can stand in the place of faith. You turn into praise and worship and begin to trust God that it will make a way where there is no way. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, my Lord. Yes, Lord. Maybe you are here today. Is you've been said to you that it is impossible for that thing to come to life. Like the woman of Shunammite that said it is well. I want you to turn your ridicule into blessing by singing uncommon song to the Most High God. That thing that he said is not done, the woman said it is well. And I want you to just to sing song to the Most High God, to ridicule your problem, to ridicule the circumstances that the enemy is saying is too much for God to do. I want you to go into the worship section on your own. Nobody singing or worshiping for you. Just begins to worship God, to ridicule that situation, that problem. Yes, Lord. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, O Lord. Maganabo, ye kanderabo se yake. Ne, ne, my ye tan kanderabo seke. I send praises to you, Lord. Abo, ye kanderabo, ye kanderabo. My God, I see ye kanderabo. It is well with me, O Lord. With a grateful heart, I lift my hands to you. Proclaim me, Lord, you reign. Yes, Lord, hey, say. With a grateful heart, I lift my hands to you. Proclaim me, Lord, you reign. Lord, you reign. Baba me, hey, say. Great are you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Greatly to be praised. My God, that's who my God is. My God is not limited by circumstances. My God does not look at things the way they are. He looks at the things the way we are. My God, it's not man that could lie. It's not son of man that should repent. Yes, Lord.
Father, you reign.
You know, there's different.